every time. I say bink, or like I make a sound effect and you go yeet.
I don't think that happened last time.
I feel like it happened for at least one other one of them.
We've only done one.
We did two. The Christina
one. Oh, yeah. I guess that's fair. I forgot. Okay. That didn't count. I think we should be closer to the mic.
We should be closer to the mic.
Doing things, yeah. Probably take out what I have to work.
Oh, it's fine.
Don't be making your weird noises. This is a classy
this
podcast.
This is a classy podcast. I've got a bunch of quotes in here, and I have a bunch of sources at the bottom.
Is this because of the time I... Is this because I said all of your sources were from Wikipedia?
No, it's because I did this in under half an hour, and I didn't want to run out of material.
I was like researching for this one, and I was like, it's weird because I'm like looking through my old notes, mm-hmm. and I have no idea where the sources are because I don't see anything about this on her Wikipedia page because I was just doing it as an overview. And it turned out I somehow was using like the wrong sister. Like, I don't know. Like, I have like on the Wikipedia page, it says Maria Christina, and I have no idea how I got to Maria Amalia. I have no clue.
I don't know either. Also, I love that. I've done two languages now. You can't entirely stand.
What's the other one?
It's Dutch.
Oh, God.
Yeah! We're talking about a Dutch lady.
Are you ready?
It even has the annoying, like, huh noise you hate.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's
I didn't
in
even
her
know
name.
That I hated that, but now I sure do.
Don't disrespect her name. She killed a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm stuck in my throat. God, I hope I don't get strep.
Yeah, I do too. Because I'm very close to you right now.
I don't think I have it.
All right.
Probably. This is Sistery, the informally informative history podcast by women starring women. I'm Inika.
And I'm Izzy.
And today we're going to talk about a badass lady named Freddy who did the Lord's work taking out a whole bunch of Nazis in multiple senses of the word. So, our girl Freddy Overstegen was born in Schoten, the Netherlands. Which
there's two.
There's two. There's a Schoten, Belgium, which I was like, oh my God. This was during World War II. Did they just redraw the lines on us?
Oh, but I wasn't talking about the towns. I was talking about the noise. The ch.
Oh, yeah, there's two. If it's like a CHT or if it's a G. And they're supposed to be slightly different, but my throat's being a little weird, so.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're so classy.
So classy. So, anyway, it's not in Belgium. I did confirm that. Belgium's way down south of Holland. And Schoten in the Netherlands is now part of Haarlem, the original one, not the one in New York. We got a lot of duplicate names here, mm-hmm. in case you didn't pick up on that. And she grew up, she, like, spent her little kid years on a barge. Because
Ooh.
There's a bunch of canals, right?
Yeah.
To keep everywhere from flooding. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, they're doing that in Miami now.
Really?
Because it's sinking. So they got a whole bunch of Dutch engineers in to figure out,
like,
how to keep the city from, like, going.
Maybe
water.
We should just stop building cities on, like, swamps. That might be fun.
Or we could just, like, engineer the shit out of everything.
I mean, that's an option.
Because everything's just going to keep flooding.
Not if it's not on a swamp!
Charlottesville's supposed to be, like, an oceanfront city in 100 years or something, or, like, 200 years or something.
But it's not gonna be flooding, is it?
Well, no.
We're just gonna have a lovely little beach.
Everywhere else is gonna be flooded. Anyway, so she did grow up on a barge with her mom and dad and her older sister, and they harbored Lithuanian Jewish families there until her parents got divorced.
Oh, shit.
When she was, like, in her late teens, late tweens, early mm-hmm. tweens, so like around 12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because her mom was communist and very anti-fascist, so then they just moved into a tiny apartment and continued to harbor Jewish families. Just as a single mom instead of as a couple. Oh, yeah, it was good. So, I want to talk more about her mom, but there's, like, nothing on her other than the fact that she was a total communist. And she was the one who, like, started to get the girls into the movement.
Yeah. Do you think she knew?
She definitely knew.
Yeah, like,
she
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That she was like, oh, my daughter's just going out every night, comes back with a gun and blood.
Oh, yeah. That's my little girl.
She's probably just a book club.
Oh, yes.
Maybe do some Bible study on Sundays.
Oh, yes. Very nice. What respectable little girls I have. her mom did remarry, apparently, though.
Okay.
And she had a son. But
he wasn't.
But, yeah, her mom was, like, an activist. Yeah. Had to make dolls for children suffering the Spanish Civil War. Ooh. Volunteered with Communist Red Cross.
That's super cool.
Yeah, you know. And then in 1940, when the Dutch invaded the Netherlands, Freddie was 13, mm-hmm. and her older sister, Truus, was...
Wait, the Dutch invaded the Netherlands?
Not the Dutch. I meant the Germans.
Those guys.
Those guys.
You maybe have heard of the Nazis. They weren't Dutch, by the way.
They were not Dutch. The Dutch were actually very anti-Nazi. They were very incredibly anti-Nazi. Yeah. And they're still very incredibly anti-Nazi.
Wow, good for them. Low bar, but better very than America.
Low. Oh, yep. Straight for the heart. Okay. Just kill America. Anyway, where was I? Right, so she was 13, mm-hmm. and a Harlem resistance officer came to their house because her mom was part of the movement, which was really rare because it was a very male-dominated movement.
Ooh.
And they were basically like, oh, the women are just going to be, like, handing out pamphlets and
saving
butter or whatever.
Baking cookies for the meetings.
Yeah. Well, plot twist, they weren't, because this officer was like, hey, you two look pretty young and innocent. Do you want to do...
The mom and the daughter?
No, Freddie and her sister, Truus.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm going to say in a Dutch accent, because I don't know how to say it in an English accent.
Can I see it?
It's... Where is it?
Oh, here.
And there.
Truus.
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 Truus. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyway,
We'll call her Little T.
Little T. Anyway, so, and the Harlem Resistance officer was like, okay, can you guys just, like, hand out some pamphlets and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to spread the word.
Not have sex with any Nazis. That's not what we're asking.
We're not asking you to do anything dangerous. Just, I mean, this is pretty dangerous, too. This could still theoretically mm-hmm. get you killed if a Nazi officer were to, like, catch you. But, like we said, you're pretty young and innocent. You're mm-hmm. 13. So, and then there's a great quote from Truus, which I oh my god, that sounds bad. Even
Lil T.
Truus.
Saying Lil T.
Her, it says, only later did he tell us what we'd actually have to do. Sabotage bridges and railway lines. We told him we'd like to do that. And learn to shoot Nazis, he added.
Me.
I remember my sister saying, well, that's something I've never done before.
I think she would have gotten along really well with my grandma.
Probably. So then they did start biking firearms around and, mm-hmm. like, sabotaging train lines with dynamite and disguising themselves to smuggle Jewish kids across the country and out of concentration camps. Cool stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a few years later, Freddie's 16, and she's like, okay, I'm doing all this super dangerous work, but it's not enough. What can I do more?
Oh, shit.
So she starts going to bars where Nazis hang out. And starts asking them to, like, in, like, a very, like, flirting with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finally, if it's going remotely well, which I yeah. can't imagine how disgusting you would feel as a human
yeah.
for that to work out. But anyway, she'd be like, hey, do you want to come to the woods with me? And, like, wink,
mm-hmm.
like, wink, wink, come to the woods with me. And her word for it was liquidating them.
Oh, boy.
Which means she would take them there, take a handgun out of her purse and shoot them.
Direct action.
Yeah, and then just leave the corpse in the woods, walk out. Dutch people hated the Nazis at this point that it was just like...
Yeah. We should bring that back.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go.
If Nazis were just like a little bit more open about their beliefs, that you can just pick them up in bars.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's start a modern... God, let's not. That's so dangerous.
Let's just become serial killers.
Oh my god. And there was another girl that Freddie and Truus would team up with named Janetje Johanna Schraft, but her secret spy name was Hani.
Okay, we're gonna call her Lil J.
Just call her Hani.
Okay, Hani. Honey.
Honey. It's like Hannah, kind of.
All right. Okay, honey.
But she got a cool nickname because she was another, like, commander within the movement.
Oh.
And she was a law school dropout.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know why she dropped out?
Why?
The Germans were making all the law students sign a pledge of allegiance to the Nazi party.
Oh.
And she, along with 80% of the law students were like, hell no.
Holy shit.
Let's not. And just straight up dropped out of law school.
Nice.
They're like, I'd rather not do this.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And Hani was known as Mädchen mit rot Haar, which means the girl with the red hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she got like a book and a movie about her. So if you want to go look her up, go ahead. There's plenty there.
You want to say her name again so that they know?
Oh yeah. Janetje Johanna Schaft.
It's...
which is J-A-N-N-E-T-J-E. And then Johanna, which
Johanna.
I'm pretty sure you can spell. And Schaft, which is S-C-H-A-F-T.
It's spelled very strangely, but, like, I'm sure Google can figure it out.
Yeah, you'll be able to figure it. If you just type in Hani Schaft, you'll be able to find her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. And, yeah, so, basically, Freddie and her sister just went around picking up Nazis and killing them for, like, years.
Oh my God.
Like years and
How
years
long?
Until the war was over.
Jesus.
And yeah, they would just go and like shoot these Nazis and just dump them in the woods and then leave. And so after the war she became an artist.
Ooh.
Just to, I guess, cleanse herself. Cause
that's like, I don't know why I don't like that phrasing.
Well, because what
But, because no, I get it. Like, I get
there's
it.
There's a quote about it that okay. she has, which is, I've shot a gun myself, and I've seen them fall. And what is inside us at such a moment? You want to help them get up.
Ooh, that's a good quote.
That is a good quote.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, you've just killed this person, but you've also spent enough, especially if you've picked them up at a bar.
Yeah.
You know they're a Nazi. That's always going to be in the back of your head. You were flirting with a Nazi.
Yeah.
A terrible human being. But you still see that they're human.
Yeah, I mean, it's the belief of redeemability, almost.
Yeah, redemption.
I think that's the same
you difference.
You know what?
I know, but then she also, in case you guys somehow think this badass lady is a Nazi sympathizer, she said, it was a necessary evil killing those who betrayed the good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was good woman. So, yeah, the Dutch resistance movement, it was pretty heavily male-dominated.
Mm-hmm.
I can do words. And it was pretty much just them and their mom, like, as women, especially in their bit of Harlem. But they did later work in a cell of 8 women who basically did this. They led this, like, murderous cell. I don't know what to call it. Like, resistance cell. I think that's what it's called.
The ultimate girl gang?
Yes. Yes.
That's so cool.
It is so cool. I love her.
I think it's really, really interesting that, like, I would think that it's not that hard to connect the dots of, oh, these men are going to bars, getting chatted up by young women, then they go off into the woods, and then we never see them again.
I mean,
like, I would assume they're with
other
people.
I feel like the Nazis would do
least,
some kind of investigation.
Like, at least sometimes they've got to be with
they've
their
gotta
buddies.
They've got to be with, like, someone
And they're
else
like, oh, we're going to the woods, and then they never see them again. And they're like, oh, you know, I guess they got married. Who knows?
He deserves happiness, you know? He really... No, like I said, the Dutch were very anti-Nazi, even so, like, they got invaded, and they were like, well, screw this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure the Dutch police at this point, unless they'd been, like, infiltrated, wouldn't have been like, let's do an in-depth investigation to search for these brave soldiers. No, they would just be like, oh, they're gone? Good riddance.
I mean, yeah, but I would think, like, bare minimum, like, the Nazis would be like, hey, if a girl comes up to you... And, like,
don't
starts
go.
Yeah,
also,
don't
leave.
Like,
people knew about STDs at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you think if some girl was, like, hitting on you in a bar, they'd be like, uh-uh. They'd have, like, some...
What are you talking about? People still do that.
I know, but, like, you'd think that by then, like, after a while of, like, having a record of these women, like, you'd think that I don't know, whoever's in...
Yeah.
And after the war, Hani got, like, the most popularity.
Yeah.
And Truus got a foundation named after her and stuff, so that was pretty cool. And, Freddie was never, like, too jealous of them, because she was, like, they got all the fame, but, you know.
I got blood on my hands.
I got to kill Nazis. I was the one who shot one first, so I guess it's fine.
Well, that's a weird thing to be competitive about.
Well, it's not, like, a weird thing to be competitive. She's doing a good thing for the world, I guess. I don't know. And then there was one more quote, because, like, people did still interview her after the war. And someone was once like, how many people did you kill?
Jesus.
And you know what she said?
None.
One should not ask a soldier any of that. Which is, like, the basic...
Oh, my God.
And the interview was, like, it was in the same tone as if, like, you'd asked a woman her age.
Yes.
And she was like, you wouldn't ask a lady that? I love
Amazing.
Her so much.
I just... I love that she, like, is like, I'm a soldier, and you can fuck off.
Leave. Go away. And also, the other thing she did in interviews that was super cool, she'd talk about, like, the physics of killing someone.
Like, what?
Which seems like a very specific thing.
Yeah.
She'd talk about, like, the... it's from a quote. She, like, not the feel of the trigger, the kick of the gun, but the inevitable collapse that followed.
Ooh.
And, like, the angle at which they fell. It was...
That's...
It's actually kind of nasty, but it's it's like a cool kind of...
Fascinating.
Yeah, in a very morbid way. I wish I could talk more about her, but first of all, her Wikipedia page, because that is the first place I went. I'm not too big... Well, it was the first thing that came up.
Yeah.
It was two paragraphs.
Jeez.
So I was like, well,
that's
not useful for anything, and I went and looked up actual other sources. But she died last week.
Really?
She died last week, a day before her 93rd birthday.
Oh, no. I mean, like, she's lived a long
time. Yeah, she's lived a long time, done a lot of great things with her life.
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of men, we assume. She didn't tell us.
What do you mean she didn't tell us?
She didn't tell us exactly how many.
Oh, yeah.
But
a bunch. Yeah.
We know she killed a lot of men. She really helped the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
Are they dancing?
They're doing the Cotton Eye Joe. I think. I haven't done it in a long time, but I think that's what
it is. Cotton Eye Joe.
Well, it was. It devolved.
Savannah, can you look up? Oh, no, it's gone. They're gone.
Oh, they saw us.
They saw us.
We can't judge them. We're sitting here making
them.
A history podcast.
We're making
podcast.
A women's history podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. She survived several heart attacks when she was old, which isn't really relevant, but it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. She's like, the Nazis aren't going to kill me. My heart's not going to kill me either. Although
is that
how she died? Wait.
Yes.
Oh.
No. I don't know how she died. I couldn't find that. And honestly, I'd rather her just be, like, some kind of...
ephemeral being.
Yes. We are going to talk a little bit about Hani because she was executed by the Nazis weeks before the end of World War II.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, literal weeks.
Jesus.
But she became, like, the national icon of female resistance.
Yeah.
So, you know, you win some, you lose some, I guess. I don't know how to put a positive spin on that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty
modern day martyr.
Yes. I mean, it's the night.
That's not really a good spin.
It's
well,
not
technically,
a good spin.
The modern era is 1450 onward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not doing the AP world eras because those are. I still measure time by those sometimes. But yeah, when Freddie was talking about it later in her life, she was like, she was proud of it, but she also. Like, it kind of haunted her afterwards. Because she did, like, shoot a bunch of men point blank. And like she said, the instinct is to want to help them up.
I mean, even though they're, like, terrible people, it's...
There's a little humanity inside them, I'm
It's
sure.
hard to just kill someone.
Yeah. I wish I had more to say. It's not even been 20 minutes.
Yeah. There's not a lot of details.
There's not a lot of details. I wish there were more. There is this one bit that Truce said after the war. Freddie was the first to kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was tragic and very difficult, and we cried about it afterwards.
Mm.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
I feel like if I killed someone, I'd probably go home and cry.
Yeah.
Like... Even if the person
200%
deserved it, I'd be like, oh my god, I just took someone's life.
Yeah.
We did not feel it suited us. It never suits anybody unless they are real criminals. One loses everything. It poisons the beautiful things in life, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't say quote for any of these, but you know.
You know.
You know what I'm talking about. I have like a different tone in my voice, I guess.
Yeah. It's like when people are on voicemail.
Yeah. One other fun thing, Freddie, in one of these post-war interviews, because she apparently got a lot of interviews. Like, the other people were famous, but she got
a lot of people to talk to.
One of them was dead, but, you know.
Was she the older sister?
The one who died?
No.
Oh, Freddie? No. Lil T was the older sister.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Freddie said she coped with the trauma of the war by getting married and having babies.
Amazing.
Yeah, just raising children. So yeah, she's got 3 kids, a half-brother, and 4 grandkids.
Jeez.
Yeah, and she had a husband, but she kept her last name.
Hell yeah.
That's Freddie Overstegen. Thanks for listening. This has been Sistery, I guess.
I'm Izzy.
And I'm Inika.
Wait, you can follow us.
Oh, right. We've got stuff now.
Yeah, we have a Twitter and a Tumblr. They're both at Sistery Podcast. It's Sistory.
And then if you don't know how to spell podcast,
I'm concerned for you.
Look it up, please.
Thanks for listening. Bye.